traces the strange story of Fred Strong, a normal, happy man who usually enjoys life. He's someone you know, perhaps someone like yourself. But suddenly, without warning, Fred comes face to face with one of life's problems, a new one for him. The high-powered chairman of the local luncheon club asks him to speak at a club meeting. "Who, me?" asks Fred. "Oh, no, I'm not much of a speech maker." But the club man is persistent. "Sure you can do it," he says. "We want to hear all about your trip to Alaska." Fred's protests are to no avail. "We'll count on you for next Thursday," says the club man. And he's gone. Fred, whether he likes it or not, is committed to make a speech. Fred's trapped. He feels as if he'd just agreed to make a parachute jump or ride a rocket to the moon. And this is just the beginning. For Fred is on his way to all the terror, all the worry, all the pain of an ailment commonly known as stage fright. As time passes and Thursday approaches, Fred will be jolted from his reading by the awful recollection that the day is near. His deepest slumbers may be interrupted by the harrowing thought of what's to come. And even food is hard to force into a stomach that feels as if it were loaded with hot bricks. Yes, sir, Freddy is scared, just plain scared. And on the day of the speech, he's really a sight. The Toastmaster gives a glowing account of Fred's experience as a traveler and of his upstanding qualities as a man. He mentions how Fred is considered a leader of the community and how proud he is to introduce him. But look at Fred. He's not even sure he can stand up, let alone walk to the rostrum. He's trembling and weak in every joint. His feet are cold. His hands are hot and shaky. And Fred wishes he were someplace else. Diagnosis? Stage fright. Yes, and Fred's ailment is common to you. To you. And to you. Yes, you've all had stage fright, and you know how bad it can be. But what can you do about it? First, you must recognize stage fright for what it is. Stage fright is fear. And what are you afraid of? Are you afraid someone in your audience will stand up and take a pot shot at you? Are you afraid there'll be a snake on the stage? Or that you will fall off the platform? No, you're afraid of what people will say and think about you as you stand before them. You're afraid of their ridicule. You're afraid they'll see your faults and your shortcomings. Because the thing you're really afraid of is yourself. You're afraid of faults that are products of your imagination. When you get up to speak, will you say the right thing, the thing you mean to say? Will you make grammatical errors? Will you mispronounce words? Will you look all right to your audience? Will you forget? Will you be able to speak at all? Let's see what can be done to help you conquer stage fright. We'll go back to Fred at the time he was notified that he would speak on Thursday. The minute Fred found he was elected to speak, he became a little frightened, a perfectly natural reaction. So Fred should have begun to say to himself, "Well, they want me to speak at the luncheon club. Quite an honor. They must think I'm really somebody." Fred is building up his self-confidence. Next, Fred carefully plans his speech, so that when Thursday comes, he'll be absolutely certain of what he will say to the luncheon club. He writes down his ideas. He's laying the stepping stones of his talk by using facts, examples, stories, illustrations, reasons, and conclusions that will make up his speech. By putting it down in black and white, Fred is sure he has something important to say. He knows where he is going. When the essential points of his speech have been outlined, Fred may try it out, just to be sure. He imagines he's in front of the luncheon club and is making his opening remarks. Again, he assures himself that he is confident and that the members of the club want him to speak. By practicing his speech, he is taking an important step that will help him control stage fright. Now, to be sure of his appearance, Fred has his suit pressed and decides exactly what he will wear the day he speaks. Perhaps Fred's not the best speaker in the world, but he certainly won't leave himself open to ridicule because of the way he looks. Good appearance is most important in making a good speech, because your audience will judge you partly on your appearance. If you know you look good to your audience, you'll feel good, another help in controlling your fear. Even such a small thing as wearing your favorite tie can have an effect on your mental attitude, and so on your speech. So you see, in preparing himself for the speech, Fred has accomplished the one thing that will help him most in controlling stage fright and mastering his fear. He has built up his self-confidence. He has done this by convincing himself that he's to be the honored guest at the Luncheon Club, that by his achievements, he has earned the right to speak. He has planned his speech and practiced it so he knows exactly what he will say. And finally, he has made sure of his personal appearance. Now let's see what happens at the Luncheon Club this time. Again, the chairman of the club describes Fred's exploits in the Alaskan wilds and welcomes Fred to the group. This time, the words of praise do not fall on deaf ears. Fred is prepared and confident. The fear that Fred experiences now is good because he has control of it. It's nature's way of keeping the body and mind sharp and alert. Yes, Fred is alert. And instead of a growing fear, he's ready and eager to get into his speech. The introduction completed, Fred walks to the speaker's position with confidence. And although his legs may be a little shaky, he starts his talk with the same forceful words he planned in his office. He speaks with a full, strong voice and stands straight and tall. Fred's smart enough to know that his talk will not interest everyone. So he picks out the sympathetic faces in his audience and talks to them. He picks out the friendly faces and pays no attention to the unfriendly ones. Fred is determined not to let little mistakes bother him. Now he's lost his place. Is his audience uncomfortable and embarrassed for him? Not in the least. He has made them see the humor in the situation. They're on his side. As Fred continues speaking, he thinks of what he says, not how he says it. And so, in making a good speech, Fred has raised himself in the estimation of his friends and neighbors. More than that, he has raised himself in his own estimation. He feels more qualities of leadership and accomplishment than he has ever felt before. He is proud of his ability to overcome the fear that would hinder his speech. Yes, Fred's talk is a success, and Fred's success can be your success. You can learn to master your fears about yourself. You can learn to control stage fright and make it work for you. Just remember how Fred prepared himself by convincing himself that people wanted him to speak, by preparing his speech and practicing it, by creating confidence in himself. Fred did it. You can do it.